Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser!
Oh, thanks for joining us as we continue along on SportsMap Radio. So we didn't do this yesterday, so now we're going to do it today. The good, the bad, and the dumb. You've had like 2 days worth of stuff to sort out. I can't wait to see what you've come up with. What's the good of the day?
We got a good, bad, dumb today.
All right.
We're going to have a lot of fun. The good of the day. The XFL, which kicks off next year, just six days after the Super Bowl. They landed a massive 5-year TV rights deal. All 43 games will air on ABC, ESPN, and FX.
Wow!
No idea on the dollar amount. I have not been able to find what the dollar figures were for, but just the fact that they got a 5-year deal, that's gotta feel kind of good for the league, right?
I got to think it's good. I'd love to know a little bit more of the details. Like, what if it doesn't make it 5 years?
Right.
Do they have to give the money back? Or is it? I mean, I guess they do, right? I mean, they're not going to get to keep it.
But, I mean, that's how a lot of these, you know, are able to stay in business because of the TV rights deals.
You give them enough TV rights deals, you should be able to make it work. Are we getting oversaturated, though, with football?
Like, that's a great question.
Like, we love the NFL. To quote Matthew Broderick in Cable Guy, there's just not enough room in my life for a new friend. Like, are we at that point where it's like, I can't have the USFL and the XFL at the same time?
Yep.
One of you have got to, it's a guts to go thing.
I know. And like, I don't know which one do you choose.
I know. If you choose either one, some people, they're not into this at all.
I mean, the USFL is on the verge of doing something that neither the XFL or... Is it the AAF?
Yeah, I think it was the AAF, yeah.
You know, AAF, what they were able to do, which was finish the season.
Yeah. So. They've been rolling along. Exactly.
Yeah. We're not asking for much. We just want a champion.
They're literally doing it without me because I'm not watching at all.
Yeah.
But, you know, I have to say, I did sneak it on last weekend. And Joel Klatt was doing like the Houston Ramblers Pittsburgh game or what, I don't even know who's playing it. No, I know it was Houston because he was talking about Houston and like they scored. Okay. So I saw a touchdown and Joel Klatt, who's really one of the best football analysts out there. He was as excited. He's like, take a look at this play. Look at the way the quarterback can read the defense, find the hole, get in there for a touchdown. That's great. And I thought to myself, God bless you, man. You've taken something that's pretty much irrelevant and made it exciting. Good for you. Good for you. It has no impact at all in the structure of our sports lives. Like this touchdown doesn't mean something in the larger sense, right?
No.
Like, you know, if Patrick Mahomes scores a touchdown against the Chargers, a Buffalo Bills fan can go, okay, should say Chargers. See, he scores against the Eagles.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, so Patrick Mahomes scored a touchdown against the Eagles. A Buffalo Bills fan can go, hey, are we as good as that? Like, we got to know, because this is how we do. Like, this game was meaningless, and yet he had that level of enthusiasm that you want in the broadcast booth. So, good for the XFL, man.
I know, I'm curious.
How many commercials is Rock going to have to do for ESPN now?
he's going to be owned by them.
Like, hi, I'm Dwayne The Rock Johnson. PBA Bowling is coming ESPN on Thursday night from the Salt Lake City Bowling Center. Join me and other bowling experts. Do you smell what the split is cooking? Like, how many of these promos is he going to have to do for ESPN to get this bad boy on the air? It's like selling your soul, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
And I think it's funny that they highlight that it's ABC, ESPN, and FX, that's who the TV rights deal is from. They don't say Disney.
Very true. Good point.
So,
good point.
Because I guess you don't want it to be a Disney thing, XFL.
Right,
you
want
to be aligned with them.
All right, so what's the bad of the day?
The bad of the day might be a little controversial, okay?
Okay.
But I think this guy has a point. But Trevor Bauer ripped the MLB yesterday.
Yes.
Because Matt Harvey received a 60-game suspension for admitting using drugs and, I guess, in a way, having a hand in Tyler Skaggs' death.
Right. which was pretty. It's a pretty bold statement to make, right?
Right. I mean, he didn't say, you know, it was me that handed him the drugs that you know, ended up killing him, but you know, he knew, was full aware of what was going on.
Sure.
He was doing the same thing.
Yep.
He even admitted that, you know, he would use drugs in the dugout or in the locker room, you know, during a game. And so that all of that and all that testimony that he received, because he's not receiving any jail time because he, you know, what is it? What do they call that thing?
Oh gosh, I'm missing.
It's like immunity or something.
Yeah.
Got some immunity turning in the trainer whose name I can't remember. But because of all that, he received 60 games. Now, Trevor Bauer, everyone knows, is currently serving a 2-year suspension.
2 years.
For something that has not been proven true.
Right. And you're right. Yeah, it's, I know it's controversial, but he is saying that his rough sexual encounter was consensual.
Yeah. And in fact, I mean, you know, to the point
there's more evidence to support that.
Yeah, but it's to the point, I mean, she dropped the case. He's now suing her for defamation.
And in Major League Baseball, who doesn't want to be caught up in any of this at all, and doesn't want to have any player involved in any of this at all. Suspended him for 2 years.
2 years.
2 years over this. I gotta say, Trevor Bauer has got a point.
Yeah,
he's got a point.
I mean, it's, you know, I know he's not a liked man in the game.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I wonder how much that has to do with it.
But a 2-year suspension is really hefty compared to, you know, someone who may have had a hand in a death.
And think about it for a pitcher. Think about it for a pitcher. What it could mean for 2 years.
Oh, 2 years. I mean, it's
of not. Of not keeping your arm up to the level that you want to keep it up during a regular season.
Like, well, is he going to come back?
Is he going to go out there and throw, you know, simulated games for 2 years so he can keep his arm in some level of preparedness? Like, I know he's going to pitch, he's going to continue to work out, but he's not going to be on the regular rotation that pitchers are on constantly, and who knows what's going to happen to him when he comes back.
And we're talking with someone who has a Cy Young, who's always flirting in the Cy Young conversation year after year. I mean, that to me feels like it's over.
Yeah. I know, like, Tommy John keeps you out for like a year, right?
And you're able to come back.
But you're still able to come back. But 2 years is a long time. 2 years is a good chunk of change.
I mean, at least with Tommy John, you're still part of the organization. You're still around baseball. You're still doing things. You can throw a simulated game where you're only throwing at like 70%.
You can't even do that. Work on you. He can't even be around the team.
He's pretty much got to go incognito onto a college campus. Like, hey, can I just throw some batting practice?
Yeah, no kidding. All right, what's the dumb of the day?
This one's one of my favorites. We talked about this a while back, but I think the NHL needs to step in. And I'm sorry to say this, we might lose some listeners in Arizona, but I think they need to remove the Coyotes from Arizona.
All right, tell us why.
So if we remember,
they locked themselves out of their own arena one time.
Locked themselves out because of unpaid taxes, but they were able to settle that. But due to that, to the nature of that, they decided to leave that arena, and they have recently made a move to the 5,000 seat arena at Arizona State.
Okay, so they're going to play in front of 5,000 people,
maybe. We'll see. I don't know. You're assuming 5,000 people will go.
Go ahead, because I'm really ignorant on their situation.
Yeah. So they're moving to a multi-purpose arena, newly built multi-purpose arena on the Arizona State campus, and it only seats 5,000 people. They will not receive any revenue from this new arena's naming rights.
Yeah. Close this thing up.
One more.
Go ahead.
And this is the kicker to me. They will not be allowed to alter the ice in any way, which means they will not be playing on their logo at all next season.
That's enough. That's enough.
Right?
Gary, that's when you step in and you go, guys, that's enough.
So as they're skating around, you'll see the Arizona State Sun Devil logo at center ice, not any Arizona Coyote anywhere.
So what's the NHL going to do about this? They can't have this.
You can't have this.
They can't
I'm
have this.
You know what? I mean, they moved to Arizona years ago. But it was Phoenix Coyotes at first. Wasn't Wayne Gretzky part owner?
Yeah, and he was like a coach, too.
Yeah, I mean, it was great fun. You brought ice hockey to the desert. Fantastic. But, you know, take this team, move it back to Canada or wherever it came from.
What Canadian city is dying? Quebec? Can they move back? Can somebody move to Quebec?
Where did Arizona come from? Didn't they come from
They
somewhere?
Were the Winnipeg Jets.
Okay, so somebody already occupied now that spot.
Yeah, okay. I'll give you the rundown.
There you go.
Because here you go. The Winnipeg Jets became the Phoenix Coyotes. That left Winnipeg open. Then the Atlanta Thrashers were an expansion team. They moved to Winnipeg and became the Jets.
There we go.
So there you go.
But this is terrible.
Quebec Nordiques are the Colorado Avalanche now. Can we shove a team in Quebec now? Is there another city in Canada that can have a
Is there a
NHL
city in
team?
Canada?
Yeah, okay. I mean, what about I'm just going through ripping through all of the American cities. We put one in Seattle now. Is there any other place that could take this team? Because this is a mess. Hartford again? I don't know. Like give me because this is that's not good. No, that's not good. That's embarrassing. You need to have a standard, or if you can't be up to the standard, you can't play. A 5,000-seat arena without your logo on the center ice and no naming rights. Well, like, how are you going to pay the players?
Yeah. TV deals?
Like what? Where's your money coming from? How are you going to pay the players? Like seriously, how are you going to pay the employees? How are you going to do anything? Like, when the other team comes in and you've got to pay for things for them, how are you going to do that?
Not only that, but now you're talking about doing it with only a 5,000-seat arena.
Yeah, what are you going to do on airline tickets?
How much are those tickets going to be?
Yeah, what are you going to do for per diem for the players? Like, are you going to put them on we're going to be flying to Detroit for the game against the Red Wings, but we got the cheapest flight available. So this flight's going to Houston, then to Atlanta, then we'll be in a layover for 6 hours, and then we'll fly to Detroit for the game. You guys remember the good times of minor league hockey, huh? Well, we're back to that. Yeah, like three to a room and somebody gets the rollaway bed. What are we talking about here? Like, dead seriously. If I'm on that Arizona Coyotes team, I'm calling my agent. Get me off this team right now. They have no money.
Yeah, I don't care where I go.
I don't care where I go.
It doesn't matter.
I don't care where I play. I don't care if I'm on the fourth line of the wherever. I don't care. Yeah. Get me out of this town.
And if it's a fraction of what I'm being paid right now, that's fine. Yeah. Because
and that's too bad because
people are going to stop.
Because the people of Arizona deserve better. That's a good town. I like Phoenix a lot.
It is.
Phoenix a lot.
And it's just a horrible look.
Yeah.
I mean,
you don't deserve your hockey team to be like this.
I mean, can the NHL, is the NHL going to set up camp there? It's like, hey, here's our, I don't know if they do like a Sunday night game or something like that. Are they going to set up there like Sunday night game and you're going to be seeing the roof of the stadium and it feels like you're ducking down to watch this game below the rafters because it's 5,000 seats. I mean, it's not a big place.
When I was working in Las Vegas, the Phoenix Coyotes, we carried Arizona sports at the station I was at in Las Vegas. We carried Arizona Diamondbacks baseball in the late 90s when they were expansion team, and we carried the Suns, and we carried the Coyotes. And they were a class organization because I was like the point man between the general manager and the team. And they sent us gear, like they sent us cool stuff to give away just because we were Vegas and we were affiliates.
They were a great
franchise. Like they were like I remember they put on concerts. Like so their radio broadcast, they would air like in between periods, they would air concerts and they didn't sound very good on the radio. So I remember like telling them like, hey, like they were asking me like, what do you think? And I'm like, everything sounds great, except your concerts don't sound good. Like your audio is like not good. Like I get the idea of what you're trying to do, but it doesn't sound very good. It kind of sounds muddled. And they were like really appreciative. And they were like, thank you for the feedback and send us a box of stuff. And like, they were cool to hear. This is that's sad. It's really sad. Really, really sad. And again, I know I'm talking about something 20 something years ago,
but still, I mean,
still that really bothers me.
It's time for a move.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, it's too bad. And again, people in Arizona, I love you. I wanted to move to Phoenix in the worst way for a number of years. I lived
there for a year, but I remember Coyotes games. I mean, we had friends who would go to Coyotes games all the time, and they loved it. It was a huge, huge deal. And now, I mean, I can't imagine, because if you're going to have ticket prices in a 5,000-seat arena to pay everything, I mean, that ticket price can be like $200 a ticket.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, by the way, Arizona, how many national hosts could say that Travis Lee was the first home run hit for by an Arizona Diamondback? Yours truly. That's who. That's who could tell you. Because you know how I know? Because I was sitting on the board at the day it happened at my radio station in Las Vegas. And I always remembered. I remember that guy. That's a name to remember forever. All right. I didn't even know what happened to him. I think he played for Tampa Bay and bounced around a little bit. But nevertheless, that's who hit the first home run. All right. That's the good, the bad, and the dumb. And reminder, when you discover a new favorite bottle of Cabernet or Chardonnay, a Total Wine and More, you'll discover a whole lot more. So explore the wondrous selection and totally low prices at TotalWine.com, where you'll find what you love and love what you find. Drink responsibly. Be 21. All right. As we continue, it's Sports Map Radio.